every time I feel like I should put on the podcast, because it's like, what more can you complain about? What more can you say? Maybe you've complained about enough. I find new shit to talk about. I find new shit where I feel like I'm probably alone in thinking this, and it's a good thing I'm alone in thinking this, but it still doesn't change the fact that I'm alone in thinking this. Oh, Monster Ultra White. Or just Ultra. Whatever the fuck. Monster. All right, so some context, amigos. I began recently to play Battlefield. Okay, let me change that. I played Battlefield when 1942 came out. I was actually a gamer when that game came out, so I am that much of a relic. And I used to play that game, and while I found it fun, I wouldn't say I was the biggest fan of it. I never touched... Is there a campaign on it? If there is a campaign, I never played it. But I remember, and I always keep going back to the intro to the game. It's still one of the absolute best intros for a video game. And, of course, it has... easily one of the best theme songs for a video game. And hearing that song live, by the way, performed by an orchestra as I did, that was fucking magical. So while I was never the biggest Battlefield fan, I did indeed play, and I have a history with it. The next game that I had any sort of history with was Battlefield, I think it was called Modern Combat for the Xbox 360. It was like the first Battlefield game for consoles. And I played the fuck out of that game. It had this awesome feature that when you died, instead of like choosing your new class and shit, you would be transported to another soldier actually doing something on the field. So if like soldiers around you, if a enemy-controlled soldier jumped into an elevator, mind you, when you died, you could choose to take over that soldier and just be in that helicopter. It reminded me a lot about the agents in Matrix. How they can just jump into anyone in the fucking Matrix and become an agent. That game was awesome. That game was fucking fantastic for the time it came out. I mean, if I would play it today, I'd probably flip my shit. But at the time, the game was super fun. It was enough for me to start playing Bad Company 2. Now, I've heard that the first Bad Company is supposed to be way, way better. In at least the campaign. But for me, Bad Company 2 was the first Bad Company. It was the first Battlefield game. And yeah, I would also say that at that time, let me think. At that time, it was the game that I played the most. It outshined Modern Combat. It definitely outshined 1942 because I never touched 1942 online. But I played Bad Company 2 with one of my pillars, one of my absolute closest people in my life. And fucking hell, some of the best memories I've ever had, like, ever, any console, any game, is without a Bad Company 2, the multiplayer. Fuck. We would have so much fun just laughing our asses off because of the stupid fucking ways we would keep dying, running after tanks, planting a mime just to get blown into fucking smithereens. You know who you are, by the way. If you are listening to this, one of my dear pillars, if you're listening to this, we had some of the best memories I will cherish forever when we played Bad Company 2, followed by when we played NHL 11 and you would kick my ass 9 out of 10 times, but it was still fun, goddammit. And then we get to the game that's everyone's favorite. And I had a lot of time with, mind you, but I never had as much fun as I did with Bad Company 2. Enough ball teasing. The game I'm talking about is Battlefield 3. Fantastic game, all right? But I think it says something when some of the most vivid memories I have of that game was a fucking laser pointing at your eyes constantly. Just constantly getting that fucking laser in your fucking vision. Fuck, just thinking about it pisses me off. But it had amazing moments as well. the sound design in that game, fucking unparalleled. Hearing that sniper bullet just whiz by your ear, you knew that when it when you heard that thing miss and hit the wall behind you, you knew that the motherfucker has a fucking sniper aimed right at your face and he wants that fucking kill. The stress, I would sweat and stress with that fucking game in all the right ways. And of course, Operation Metro. Till this day, the best map in any Battlefield game. Till this day, the best map. Because Battlefield 3 introduced me to Rush. And the game mode Rush in Operation Metro. Fucking forget about it. It's the things multiplayer games, their dreams and hopes are made of, amigos. Oh, fuck. I wish I could relive that. I really do. What I didn't like about that game, though, was the progression. I felt like I could be playing for months and I would maybe gain 7 levels in rank. Which is a good segue to what was my favorite first-person shooter series, at least when it came to multiplayer casual playing. Never story, but casual multiplayer playing. Call of Duty. Yes, amigo míos. Yes, it is true. Your favorite podcaster is a basic bitch when it comes to online multiplayer. Halo will always live in my heart. Always. No matter the state that it's in, it will always live in my heart. And there have been many, many great first-person shooters, but nothing got my blood boiling like Call of Duty. And speaking of this, I think I'm going to make a separate episode talking about it, my history with Call of Duty. I think it will probably be the episode after this one, because I don't want to deviate from Battlefield. There's enough to say. Because after Battlefield 3, I played Battlefield 4. Keep in mind, context is always important, right? Keep in mind, Battlefield 4 was the first Battlefield game that I played without any friends. My buddy that I played Bad Company 2 and Battlefield 3 with, we weren't playing games anymore. Shit happens. Life goes on. And I could never convince anyone to play Battlefield with me. It was always something else. It was always Halo or Call of Duty. I could never convince anyone to play Battlefield with me. So I played Battlefield 4. And if you read the title of this episode, you'll know what my feelings are. So let's just get right to it. It's been almost 9 minutes. Let's get right to it. After Battlefield 4, I stopped playing Battlefield at all. So I skipped the whole hullabaloo with Battlefield 1. I just saw the drama that the trailer for Battlefield 5 created. I saw the shit show that was 2042 when it was released. What games am I missing? And I'm probably missing other games. Hardline looked super interesting. But again, if I can't convince anyone to play with me, what's the point of buying the fucking game? There are so many other things to play. So I never went back to Battlefield, except one time, like 2 years ago, I gave Battlefield 1 a shot. And I didn't like it. I did not like Battlefield 1. I immediately got reminded what I don't like about Battlefield and what I used to love about Call of Duty. I'm not into the whole 30 versus 30 players, 60 versus 60 players, let's fucking go, 120 players. I was never a fucking fan of that, because the more players on the map, the less special it feels when I kill someone or when I die. So I would play Battlefield 1. I would play the campaign, you know, that fucking masterpiece of an intro to Battlefield 1 when the game starts. I was bored. But I can appreciate good fucking art when I see it. Thus, I know that it was fucking amazing what I was playing. But, like, I immediately got reminded, all right, when I die in Battlefield, I couldn't care less. I don't fucking care. I'm just a number. When there are so many players, I'm just a number. So I didn't continue. I stopped. Well, recently, as I decided while recording this episode, I'm going to make a Call of Duty episode. I'm not going to go into too much details here, but the gist of it is, I'm not playing Call of Duty anymore. And the thing is with Call of Duty, the reason why I would keep going back to it is because when it comes to me and gaming, when it comes to me and gaming on consoles, which consoles I start playing, what games I start playing, what genres I start playing, anything, I have these waves, these, what's the best way to describe it? There's a set period of time where a certain type of game will only scratch that itch. Normally, at the end of the year, beginning of the year, I urge to play Resident Evil every single year without fail. After Resident Evil, I tend to go to RPGs. So I played Baldur's Gate, and that's what's scratching that itch. Boy, was it scratching it. It was definitely scratching that itch. But another episode. After RPGs, usually, this is not a set frame, this is not set in stone, it's just generally what happens. After RPGs, I tend to get a craving for modern military shooters. Not shooters, modern military shooters. By modern, I mean anything post-World War II to today. So a game like Call of Duty Advanced Warfighter, I don't know what the fuck it's garbage. Get that shit away from me. I need modern military shooters. And I'm not playing Call of Duty anymore. I'm not playing Call of Duty. So, my wonderful, beautiful roomie, he recommended some games to me. And one of them was Insurgents or Insurgency, I can't remember. And if you followed my podcast for a while, you already know this, but if you don't know, I'll tell you. I can't play first-person shooters with keyboard and mouse. That's just impossible for me. Oh, but Danny, you'll get better at it. No, shut the fuck up. I've been playing with keyboard and mouse ever since I've been playing first-person shooters on the PC. And if we rewind a little, Battlefield 1942. I've been trying for 20 years, motherfucker. I can't play FPS with keyboard and mouse. That shit is just fucking impossible for me. And I had Windows 95. Okay? I've been using PCs for a long ass fucking time. It just can't be done. So, that means when I play first-person shooters on the PC, I use an Xbox controller. I love it that way. But the big problem with that is there are a lot of PC games that either won't support controllers or they will support it, but it's implemented fucking horrible. So your boy, your podcaster's kind of a sitting in shit city when he's playing a game that's not really made for the fucking controller. Insurgents was one of these fucking games. I sigh to myself. Trapped in my bedroom, in my kigu of my fursona, thinking to myself, I've given up on Call of Duty. Have I cursed myself? Because it's not only about it being a shooter. I know there's a gazillion modern military shooters out there. But for me, Danny Strange, the host of the Strange Perspective podcast, no shooter has the polish of Call of Duty. Sue me. So an indie game will not scratch that itch. A game that's not as polished as Call of Duty will not scratch that itch. But, dear listeners, out of the shadows, it's like those motherfuckers at EA heard me, and they said, don't worry, Danny, we got your bag, Danny. We got your fucking bag, Danny. You want some Battlefield, motherfucker? And shit. Battlefield's on sale. Battlefield's on sale on Steam. And we're not talking, we'll give you €5 off. Nah. We're not talking, we'll give you €20 off. Nah, amigos. These games were on sale for €4 to €9 a piece. I mean, come the fuck on. I don't know who at EA decided to do this, but thank you for deciding to put these fucking games on sale. So I said, fuck it. Fuck it. Let's play Battlefield one more time. So I buy Battlefield 4. And I play it. And apparently, I was convinced that I had never played Battlefield 4 before. I was convinced that me playing Battlefield 4 now was the first time. So I start the game, right? First thing that happens, you're kicked. Punkbuster, the anti-cheat system, has detected that you're cheating. But I'm not. I know I'm not. Okay? So I log into another server. Kicked out. You're cheating. And this goes on and on and on until my friend takes over the gaming session, starts playing, and I need to Google this shit. And apparently I'm not the only one with this fucking problem. After what seemed like an hour, was probably 15 minutes, we reinstall Punkbuster, we did open up Firewall, we do all this shit, we play the game, and I'm not having that much fun. Huh. But I looked up reviews. I looked up what people think. I looked up forums. People keep telling me Battlefield 4 is one of the best fucking Battlefields. And yet, I couldn't remember playing this on my PS4 10 years ago? Something's off. I also buy Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5. I skip Battlefield 2042 because I remember the shit show. I remember the fucking shit show when that game came out. So I said, ain't touching that fucking thing. So we play Battlefield 1 and immediately I go, this is so much fucking better than what I remember it to be. And this game is so much fucking better than 4. And I have friends to play with because my roomie saw me play the game and he went, I want this. And I go, you want this? I want this. Well, I'll make sure you have it. I can't buy it. I'll buy it for you. Are you sure about that? And I bought it for you. So I bought him the games. And then I bought the games to my other friends. Because they're fucking on sale for 5 fucking euros. I've literally, the cheeseburger I had the day before cost more than that. Yes, burgers are expensive when you order home delivery. So this army starts gathering and building, and I'm building my army for these Battlefield games. And we start shifting. We start jumping from Battlefield 1 to Battlefield 5 to Battlefield 4 to Battlefield 1 to Battlefield 4 to Battlefield 5. And there's one constant, amigos. Battlefield 4 just fucking sucks. Everyone had problems with that fucking Punkbuster bullshit. Everyone was getting angry at the system and how fucking broken it is. Everyone started, and it was visibly audio, where everyone just starts sighing and going, can we just fucking play something else? This game kind of sucks. And after 20 fucking minutes of screaming into a microphone, we get to the point of this podcast episode. Battlefield 4 fucking sucks. But Battlefield 1 is a fucking masterpiece. Battlefield 1 is insane. Battlefield 5 is really, really fucking good. But we come back to why we start playing Battlefield in the first place, don't we, amigos? Don't we? We come back to why I started in the first place. I apologize for that audio problem. I still have an itch to scratch. And even though Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5 are just as polished, if not even more polished than Call of Duty, it's not scratching that fucking itch. It's not a modern military shooter. But I know there is a Battlefield game out there that is modern-ish. And it's on sale for €6. Let's play Battlefield 2042. And as of this recording, it is my most played Battlefield game ever. My first impressions with Battlefield 2042 was, I don't hate this. Which slowly grew to, this reminds me a lot about Call of Duty. Which then went to, holy shit, it's been 5 hours. I can't stop playing this game. Oh, amigos, Battlefield 2042. Is my second favorite Battlefield game ever made. It's better than 3. It's better than 4. It's better than 1942. It's better than Bad Company 2. No. I will put more context. Like I said, context matters. I know the shit show when that game came out, all right? And I know that as a player that jumps in now at the beginning of Season 7... that the game I'm playing is not the game that I played, that came out when it was released. I know all of it, my friends. I know about the hero system and how it changed into the class systems. I know all of it. I am telling you, 2042, the game that exists today, as of the recording of this podcast, is my second favorite Battlefield game ever made. It's better than 5. The only one that has it beat is 1. Battlefield 1 has a huge problem for me. It's the weapons. I find all the fucking weapons boring as fuck. But that's me problem. But coming to the conclusion of this, I was like, fuck me, if there ever was a podcast episode where people are going to listen to and then going to want to kill me, this one's up there. Because Battlefield 4 just fucking sucks. It's garbage. Battlefield 3, you will always live in my heart. But your levels and stages are now in Battlefield 2042. So I can already feel that itch coming back, and I need to scratch it, amigos. I need to scratch it real good, which means that this is where this episode ends. Thank you for listening. There's always reasons to come back to do this podcast. There's always something that's gonna drag me back. And in this case, not only was I drawn back to my podcast, I was driven back to Battlefield. I am back, and it's taken over. So with that, amigos, you hear the music. Take care. I love you all. Until next time, remember, adios!